Hello, you're through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hi James, it's Maureen Reed.
Hi Maureen, how are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you very much. It's just a quick call. Hold on while I just load up your file. Unfortunately, just for data protection purposes, could you just please clarify your date of birth for me, please?
10/1/54.
Brilliant. And then your postal address?
It's 14 Willow Place, Elgin, Murrayshire, Scotland, and it's IV30 4BQ.
Brilliant, thank you very much. It's just a quick call, because we're trying to get in receipt of your records for National Record of Scotland, and they're just requesting if you're aware of obviously the postal address where you was at before you went into Kerr, or either the area that you was in.
I already gave you the address, but my other sister is dealing with this as well with another solicitor. And what it is they've got us down as our registered address is Rosedene.
Yeah. And that was before you went into Kerr, is that correct?
Well, I think so,
You think
because
so?
apparently we were in twice.
Yeah. Okay.
And my sister's solicitor, that's the only way she could get the records, was through our last address, and it's down as Rosedene.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. And then the only other further information that I would need is the names of your parents, both your mother or your father, or if you only know one or either, that's
No, I
fine.
know they're both. It's She's got a right funny name, but it's Jessie Mickey Mackie McLean. It's a right bloody name, isn't it?
Jesse Mickey Mackie McLean.
Yes.
Brilliant. And then your father's name?
My father is Charlie Reed McLean.
And just so I get it right, could you just please clarify how to spell the McLean part?
MCLEAN.
That's perfectly fine. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate obviously your call today, and we'll give you a further call in the next coming weeks for when we require any further information from you and give you an update as to how your
Right.
application's going. Is that okay?
Okay, so have you got all of our applications then? My sisters as well, Marlene, Madeline McLean, and Jean.
Me have a look. And they all have the we have within the last name are the same as yourself. Is it there to the last name under Reed?
No, the Madeline McLean, she's under McLean. She's never changed her name.
We don't have Madeline's on our system, no. She may be with another firm. I can check for your other sister if you'd like.
Jean McLean. Her name was Morley, Jean Morley. She's probably put it under Jean Morley.
Yeah, we have Jean Morley, yeah. That's correct.
Well, you should have Madeline McLean because we all went with the same company. Maybe you've got it under Marlene McLean.
No, we've got it. It just seems that someone in the previous office just spelt McLean wrong, that's all. So I'll edit that in our system. But yeah, we do have
Right.
yourself and your sisters on our files. So with the information you provided in regards to National Records Scotland, I'll be able to obviously provide them with that information for your sisters as well. So we
Yeah.
won't need to bother you at the moment. The next time we'll probably give you a call will be in regards to a witness statement. And so that phone call could last
Well,
for a couple of hours, but it's not.
yeah. I've got my other sister, Julia.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being a witness for her solicitor.
Yeah, that's perfectly
And
fine.
yeah. So if you're stuck with anything, my sister said you could contact her solicitor.
Okay, brilliant. We'll make a
All
note
right.
of that. All right, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, James.
No problem, Maureen. Have a lovely day.
Okay, same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.